Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society, continuing the story of Reverend Gurr, the Episcopal priest at St. Andrew's Church. The ranch on Bear Mountain at Gurland was one of the ventures by which the Gurr family sought to make a living. Over the years, Mabel sold cream, strained by hand, eggs, and put up as many as 100 quarts of prunes and apples from their orchard each year. Peanut butter was bought by mail order in 25-pound buckets from Sears. By 1906, Gurr ran a business on Wooden Street advertising his services in the Chelan Valley Leader as optician, jeweler, purveyor of watches, clocks, cameras, and supplies at department store prices. He bought an old steam-powered sawmill in 1913 and used it at the Bear Mountain Ranch with his family as the crew. Church services were held at Chelan, Chelan Falls, First Creek, Falls View, Mary's Vale, Union Valley, Waterville, Wenatchee, Cashmere, Brewster, Okanagan, Omak, Orville, and Winthrop. The Reverend Gurr's services in Winthrop were first held at the old Duck Brand Saloon. He recalled that the first bar made in Okanagan County became a lectern. By 1911, Mabel suffered badly from rheumatism. The ranch was not given up until 1916 or 17, when the family moved to a rental house in Chelan. Before that, the children Eileen and Robert had walked 4 or 5 miles from Gurland to the one-room First Creek Schoolhouse. In August 1921, shortly before he left for Spokane, Reverend Gurr published this notice in the Valley Leader. Will the parties that have taken drag saw, frame, gearing belts, nuts off the engine, and bolts off the steam pumps, my three-quarter bed from the cabin and other hardware, PVs and mall, please send or return them at their earliest convenience to my house in town? Most of Henry Gurr's land, along with that of some of his neighbors, is now part of the Wenatchee National Forest. Gurland is about 200 yards south of the radio relay tower on the north slope of Bear Mountain. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.